The FAA's still not reauthorized, but NASA is. Embraer plans a big presence in Atlanta next week. And the National Park Service loses two rangers in a 172. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 13th, 2010. The final official results of the America's Challenge gas balloon race will be posted to the event website. But unofficially, the last team flying, Barbara Fricke and Peter Cuneo, look to be due congratulations. Team 3 stayed aloft an unofficial 57 hours 30 minutes, traveling 1,350 miles from Albuquerque to Windsor, Ontario, across the border from Detroit. Fricke becomes only the second woman to win as a primary pilot, following Janet Foulkes in 2005. Together, Fricke and Cuneo won in 2001, with Cuneo as PIC, then placed second in 2003, 2005, and 2007. It includes some things he did not want, but President Obama has signed the NASA Authorization Act of 2010 into law. The bill sets funding and program priorities for the agency and opens the door to space to the private sector. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden commented, quote, "We are grateful for the president's forward-thinking plan and the hard work members of Congress put into this framework that will guide us for the coming 3 years," unquote. Somebody's betting on an improving climate for biz jet sales. Embraer has released details of an increased footprint at next week's NBAA 2010 show, after earlier dropping hints. The company says attendees will get to see its entry-level Phenom 100 and Phenom 300 jets, as well as a full-scale mock-up of the midsize Legacy 500 at DeKalb Peachtree Airport, and the NBAA debut of the large Legacy 650 and ultra-large Lineage 1000 jets. Embraer will also have a booth in the Georgia World Congress Center. The National Park Service says that last Friday, a privately owned Cessna 172 with two occupants left the Bryce Canyon Airport in Utah for a pleasure flight over Mount Dutton before returning to Page, Arizona. Early the next morning, the plane was noted as overdue. At about 8 a.m., searchers located the wreckage in a rugged area known as Deep Creek on Mount Dutton in Dixie National Forest in southern Utah. Neither occupant survived. They've been identified as 49-year-old Glen Canyon National Recreation Area Chief Ranger Brent McGinn and the pilot, 41-year-old Dangling Rope District Ranger Lori Axelson. The two rangers were off-duty and returning from the pleasure trip to Bryce Canyon. Acting Glen Canyon Superintendent Kim Hall observed, quote, "When you think about what rangers do every day and the frequency with which they put themselves in harm's way for the protection of visitors and park resources, it is a bitter irony that a recreational outing on a day away from work took the lives of two of our law enforcement rangers," unquote. Up next on ANN, NTSB says we got safer, but not safe enough. ICAO countries agree on airline fuel efficiency targets. And NASA's Webb telescope clears another hurdle. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 13th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is out with figures on transportation fatalities during fiscal 2009. Now, the federal fiscal year ends September 30th, so these numbers are now about a year old. They show that in the U.S., transportation fatalities dropped 9.2% from 2008 to 2009. Highway, rail, and aviation deaths declined, while pipeline and marine fatalities rose. NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman observed, quote, "There is still much work to do to prevent the loss of life on our roads, rails, waterways, and skies," unquote. Aviation deaths for the year were down 574 to 538. Nearly 90% of aviation fatalities occurred in general aviation. The 37th session of the Assembly of ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, says it achieved important advancements in aviation safety and security and adopted a comprehensive resolution to reduce the impact of aviation emissions on climate change. The agreement provides a roadmap for action through 2050 for the 190 member states of the organization. Some countries voted to agree despite reservations and called upon ICAO to continue its work on specific aspects. Highlights of the policy include a targeted 2% improvement in the industry's fuel efficiency each year through 2050, something which probably cannot be done without next-gen ATC in the U.S. It also calls for a global framework for the development of alternative fuels and sets 2013 as a deadline for coming up with a CO2 standard for aircraft engines. Find more details in the text version of this story, dated October 12th, at aero-news.net. NASA says its James Webb Space Telescope continues to make significant progress, particularly in the testing of the tennis court-sized sun shield, which will be necessary to keep heat from the sun and Earth from reaching the cold section of the observatory. That shield is critical because the telescope and its instruments must be cooled below 50 degrees Kelvin, or minus 370 degrees Fahrenheit, to allow them to see faint infrared emissions. Recent tests mimicked the depressurization the craft will see during launch, and NASA says they showed air trapped in the layers of the shield will escape and dissipate without damaging the shield itself. The James Webb Space Telescope is the world's next-generation space observatory and a successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. It's the most powerful ever built. Not all advances in helicopters have to do with how they fly. Metro Aviation, a helicopter finishing company, says it has developed the hardware necessary to use the Furno Model 28A1 litter assembly in the Eurocopter EC-145, improving compatibility with ground ambulances, in turn making for smoother patient transfers. Metro says it has also completed successful preliminary testing to allow the use of the Stryker MX Pro gurney in the Metro Aviation EC-145 air medical configuration. Metro Aviation Managing Director Milton Geltz explains, quote, "Since our first air medical completion for Stat Medevac in 1996, the goal has been to offer avionics, options, and patient transport systems that allow the seamless use of our products for flight and medical crews. We continue to accomplish these goals through constant and consistent product innovation and improvements," unquote. Still ahead, auction winners go floating with the rich and famous. ADS-B becomes a flight school selling point. And look who's caught in the through-the-fence debate now. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no nice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Avatar producer and director and self-described avid explorer James Cameron took flight aboard the Zero-G experience on Saturday to raise funds for the XPRIZE Foundation. Joining him were XPRIZE, media, and industry luminaries, along with members of the public who bid for their tickets in a special eBay auction. The event raised $210,000 to benefit the XPRIZE Foundation. The plane, called G-Force One, is a specially modified FAA-approved Boeing 727-200 that flies parabolas to produce reduced gravity, simulating that of Mars at one-third that of Earth, the Moon at one-sixth, and zero-G. Saturday's flight was based out of California's Van Nuys Airport. Phoenix East Aviation in Daytona Beach said Monday it has installed ADS-B on its fleet of training aircraft, becoming the first independent flight training academy in the U.S. to do so. The school says learning to use the system will make its students better prepared for careers as pilots. PEA has been in continuous operation since 1972. The FAA's crackdown on through-the-fence agreements may be affecting some unexpected victims. A member of MARCS, the Madeira Aeromodelers Radio Control Society, informs ANN they no longer have access to Madeira Airport in California. Founding member John Damiano sent ANN an email Saturday, quote, "We've been flying there for over 25 years as an AMA-sanctioned club with no problems. It has been a wonderful community resource, and we have interested many local youth and individuals in modeling and aviation," unquote. He adds that many of those youth have gone on to obtain pilot certificates. "All of us at ANN wish the club's members luck on finding a place to carry on with what many people have come to view as aviation's real entry level." And finally today, a 93-year-old Texas woman wanted to do something special for her birthday, so Lily Schaefer signed up for a tandem skydive. But she got more adventure than she bargained for when the main chute didn't open. KTRK Television reports she never even knew the main hadn't deployed until after her instructor had them both safely back on the ground using the backup chute. She says she'd like to try it again. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, new EAA President Rod Hightower talks about what he feels we need to do to get the pilot population growing again. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.